The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
8:03 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback. It's time for the good, the bad, the ugly. Ed Norris, what's good?
I think the return of premier players is good for the game, and CMC comes back this week, apparently. So it's going to be nice to see Christian McCaffrey back in pads. You know, the league's leading rusher, obviously, last year. He's another one of these special players. That is, you know, he's battled injuries, and I thought he might be done for the season, but to see him come back this weekend, I'm kind of excited about that. So, yeah, his return is good for the NFL.
Mike Preston was bad.
What's bad is that Maryland has to play number one Oregon this week. Oh, boy, and they're like 24 to 25-point underdogs in this game. The Ducks are 9-0. Maryland is 4-4 overall, 1-4 in the Big Ten, and Oregon leads the country passing, averaging 296.1 yards a game. Of course, that's not going to be pretty.
Mm-mm. And coverage starts at 4:30 for that game right here on 105.7 The Fan tomorrow. Jeremy Kahn was ugly.
Yeah, I'm glad because typically we go around the league after the league's played and everybody's pointing at stuff that's coming up. So I'll give you something ugly coming up. Who the hell wants to watch that game in Germany? I don't think the Germans want to watch it. You get the Panther, and look, this I'm happy about this because stop sending our good games over there. Hasn't been many. It's like, here's the Jaguars. Here's the Patriots. Guess what? We got a special for you. The New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers. A total of 4 wins. You guys are going to love it. This sucks. The only way to make this game interesting is to bet on it. Take the Giants. Ugly.
Ugly.
By the way, the Giants have 35 sacks on the season. Yeah. That poor kid's going to get killed this weekend. Bryce Young, and they traded away 2 wide receivers. So now you got to figure out your offense on a short week and against this team that's going to probably sack you 5-6 times in a game at least. So, ugly.
Let's go out to Liberty Town and get Bill. What's up, Bill?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Here for practice. How much of the secondary problems do you put on the coaches?
For Preston? Was he asking you?
I don't know. I thought
he said Preston.
Yeah, he said Preston.
How much do I put? It's a combination. It's a combination of things. One, when you don't have guys that are close, that's a coaching problem to me. You got to be somewhere in the area. And then sometimes they're just getting beat physically. But that's expected. That happens in every game. But the way these guys are wide open and the way they look at each other after it's completed, there's something going on. That to me, is coaching. It's glaring, and it's getting worse. It's not getting any better.
And I don't know how it gets better throughout the year. Did you guys like the uniforms last night?
No.
Everybody was saying they look like Crown Royal bags.
They did. There was too much.
Yeah.
They could have done... I was just, remember they did them for Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
The color rush uniforms
years
ago.
That was the best one. The Jets. Who did the Jets play? The Jets played the Bills.
It was looking like Christmas.
Well, no, the
colorblind people.
Colorblind people couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah. It was red and green. Yep. All red, all green. Marlon Humphrey, suggested a way that the secondary could raise his level of play last night.
You know, we just got to keep working. We got to be confident in what we do. I think confidence is key in the secondary. You know, give up a play, whatever happens, it's going to happen. But you got to be confident. I feel like I've just been around so many greats in my young years, leaders, and I'm not ready to let that standard be where it is right now. Where it's at right now is just, like I said earlier, it's just not, it's not getting enjoyable to keep winning these games every week. Every week it's kind of the same story. It's a communication error. It's a, why don't we do it like this? We practice it. It's just, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. Very frustrating. He's been talking about it a lot. And don't talk about it, Mike. Be about it. Do something.
I'm frustrated. And I'm getting tired of watching it. Just
I don't care how much confidence you have. If you can't do it, you can't do it. I can't sit here and say I'm confident I can dunk a basketball and get out there and watch my ass just touch the net. It ain't going to change anything. How do you get better?
Not with the personnel they have. I don't see it happening.
So you think it's personnel?
I think part of the problem is personnel. Again, who's the guy? Who's the shutdown corner? Where is he? I mean, they got the rookie, and he's going to be very good, but he's not ready right now.
And it's weird. Watching Marcus Williams yesterday made me pray for Eddie Jackson to come back, and he was awful. Like, you know, look at these guys. And the back end of it, how are you stopping anybody that has any sort of passing game? Hell, Gardner Minshew came in here and threw all over you.
Mike, you say they don't have the personnel. Again, back the ball at Humphrey. He disagrees with you.
The frustration really comes from the lack of doing just your job. You know, it's because it'd be different if, you know, we didn't, like I said earlier, we didn't have the guys. It'd be different if, you know, we were confused. But it's just simple. It's we're just not playing how we're practicing. And I keep saying every week, we keep saying in the meeting, we got to get it fixed. But now it's really, I mean, it's week 10, week 9, well, I don't even know what week it is. But it's too deep in the season to keep doing this.
Well, so he says not only you have the personnel, but also you don't bring up playing like they practice would suggest that they're being coached up.
I'll throw it out. Well, who's the shutdown corner? Who's the great safety on this team?
It's weird. You almost want to make Wiggins it because, again, looking at the way Marlon Humphrey's played, it's been great. I mean, I think, well, he's been good in some aspects, but the other part of it is I don't know that he's the guy you want to put on Jamar Chase at this point of his career.
Right.
You know?
But I think Hamilton would be the great safety.
But they use him in other ways.
I think he's good near the line of scrimmage, but I'm not sure.
Well, so was Troy Polamalu. I'm not sure
that he's good in space.
Yeah. I wanted to throw this at you guys. If Jamar Chase played the Ravens every game for the 17-game season, he would have 196 catches, 3,885 yards, and 43 touchdowns. Good God, guys!
More fan reaction at 8:30, but on the other side, we'll take a look at Lamar Jackson's night last night against the Bengals on the Fan.
Jackson's going to get it. Two. Jackson throws. Three. Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore!
How did Baltimore's top signal caller perform?
When we get back out there, just score. Because that'll define the game, really. You know, if we just sitting out there, putting our defense back out there, and we're not contributing, you know, putting points on the board, it went the other way, you know, the way we really didn't want it to go, you know. So that's just us keeping our poise, putting points on the board, and defense delivering stops.
That's Lamar Jackson after last night's 35-34 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens are now 7-3 on the year. More importantly, I shouldn't say more importantly because that is the most important thing. However, Lamar Jackson's numbers are great. But Jeremy Cunn, you got something great over there as well.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away next hour 2 tickets to see Metallica on May 28th at Northwest Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation. So when you hear us, tell you to call in. It's usually after a Metallica song, but it may not be. You'll hear us. We'll give you the number. You call in, caller number 5 will get themselves a pair of tickets. We're giving away 2 pairs today.
Look at Lamar Jackson's numbers, man. I mean, 70% completions. He's done that so far this year. 5 times. 5 times out of 10 games, he's completed over 70% of his passes. Once over 80% of his passes last week against Denver. But he has been so efficient, Ed. 33 pass attempts was the third most, only the third time this year, or I should say fourth time this year, he's gone over 30 attempts. But he's 25 of 33, 299. He is so efficient this year.
He's really efficient, and he's doing it in ways... Well, first of all, he's just more efficient, so there's that. But he's finally found, I think, some touch on his football. Where he, you know, he's either overthrown people, thrown behind them, things like that. I thought that three-point shot into the end zone was pretty amazing. When he just like... Boop!
Did you see his hand after he's got his hand up?
Yes.
Like someone that would take a jump shot and leave the gooseneck
That's
hanging.
That's exactly reminded me of. Yeah. So I think, yes, he's definitely come a long way in his passing efficiency.
He is a different type of guy, man. He has thrown at least one touchdown pass, Mike, in every game this year.
Thought he was efficient in crunch time when he had to step up. I mean, and they were struggling. I mean, and he didn't play very well in the first half, but in the second half, started getting it going. He got in a groove, made some plays with his feet, and then after that, he just kind of took off. It's almost like he had to like get into the game and get excited, and then he just took over.
Yeah. What's been the key to success, in your opinion, Jeremy, this year for Jackson?
I mean, I think it's growth. Look, there's learning this offense, getting control of it, being able to get up to the line of scrimmage, having a play called in where you can analyze the defense, find out if they're in man or zone, see if you think they're blitzing, find the mic, all that stuff, you know, getting up there and getting it done. And like for what people said, adding Derrick Henry is a huge help. Lamar's QBR when Derrick Henry's on the field is 77. It's number one in the league. When Derrick Henry's not on the field, it's 80. So he is the MVP of this league right now. And if he continues to play this way, there's no reason that he should not win this award.
Well, that's a great segue because last year he did win the award. Through 10 games, his team was 7-3, just like now. Last year, after 10 games, Ed, how many touchdown passes do you think Lamar had?
I have no idea.
10. Mm-hmm. This year, 24. Mm. Last year, after 10 games, he had 5 interceptions. This year,
2.
Yeah. Last year, after 10 games, he had 481 yards rushing. This year, 539. And we're talking about him not running as much as he used to. Mm-hmm. His numbers absolutely lap last year's numbers. Seriously.
And he was the MVP.
MVP last year. He's on a pace to do, we keep talking about these video game numbers. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have somebody out there, like Pat Mahomes is on an undefeated team, but his numbers are nowhere. I mean, he's having a terrible offensive season. Still the guy going to make big plays, don't get me wrong. But when you look at it, I think right now he's third in the MVP voting. Buffalo fans are championing Josh Allen, which it wouldn't surprise me to see him get it. He's having a wonderful season. But it's always to that point where it's like, oh, we need some new blood. We want to get somebody else the award. And I feel like that human element part of the voting plays in sometimes. This is what I said about Shohei Ohtani. Once you give him the award, how do you take it from him?
Yeah, and they shouldn't do it because, well, he's won it so many times.
I hate that.
I hate that nonsense.
That was the Jordan rule.
Yeah. You look at Lamar.
I think they started with Jordan.
He's got, as you mentioned, 24 touchdowns. By the way, Burrow's tied with him with 24 touchdowns. They lead the league. They played an extra game. But still, they're far and away. Baker Mayfield's got 23. But everyone else has gotten a teen. So they're far and away, blowing out of everybody away with that. His QBR, his passer rating, is 123.2. Highest in the league by far. The head of Goff, who's 115, is having a great season with 75% completion rating. Lamar's just amazing this year.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I didn't realize he had only 10 touchdown passes after 10 games. I would have never guessed that. If you asked me to guess that, I would have been like maybe 15, but not 10 in a year where we know he won the MVP. That means he had a great second half. He finished up awful strong to win that MVP because last year's numbers, he finished up with 24 touchdowns.
You remember when
I hate doing the on pace four game, but he's on pace for like 45 touchdowns. I mean, with 10 games in, he got seven more to play. So it's like,
in that area.
A little more than half. He's not going to get 48, but he's on pace for over 40 touchdowns.
Here's his projection, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And the passer rating naturally, what it is right now, 120. His passer rating for the season is 123.
Yeah.
For the season.
You know, so we had this conversation about what's the team that won the Super Bowl with the worst defense. And I think it's a fair question to sit here and talk about because the Ravens clearly could be in that range. And when we were talking about it off the air, I thought maybe you go back to the Ravens when they won it. That defense was not good. They got hot at the right time.
They weren't horrific like this, though.
Yeah, they were, the regular season.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say like this. This is really bad. Remember the Flaccoing, right? He's laying down. The defense was really bad. You had a Ray Lewis with one arm out there trying to play. It wasn't what it should have been. And then I'd say you go back, I think we looked this up, maybe the two Colts Super Bowls that they went to, winning one, losing one, their defenses weren't ranked very highly. So I think you, like, looking at this, if they can't shore up that defense, it's like now all of a sudden you have to start overthinking on offense about more ball control. Did we score too quick? Did we do this? I think you said it the other time in our text message. Like, they scored too quick. I don't like it. And then what happened? They lose the game.
Lose the game.
Jeremy was like middling that year.
Jeremy, can we, 10 weeks into the season, can you shore up a defense?
No, but
you kind of are who you are, right? At this point, I mean, you can make some mild improvements, some mild adjustments, but you're not redefining yourself right now.
No, I think Dean Pease has got him playing way far back. Don't worry about that receiver. Don't worry about that guy. It just looks really bad right now. And again, like, I heard people, we were talking about the pass rush getting there, and Rob and I had this discussion. I don't remember who all was in the room, but to me, it's like a pitcher that gets 10 strikeouts but gives up six runs.
We're all in the room when you said that.
Okay, I didn't know if you were or weren't. Yeah. But it's like that to me. Like, they're getting a couple of sacks in a game. Okay, that's great, but what are we doing overall? Getting close? Because Burrow had plenty of time to throw the football down the field yesterday.
I think if you're getting personnel back, it makes a difference. I mean, you look at Kansas City, Schuster might come back, Hollywood Brown's back. They get the receiver.
Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't coming back, but Hopkins. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've worked him into their offense. If you can see that coming, then there's hope. But if you look at the Ravens, where's there that hope that on defense they're getting these people?
I don't have it
to come in. Mm-hmm. It's not there. You don't see that, and that's what I have a problem with. Is Armour Davis came back and heck, he played 1 week and he's out again. Mm-hmm. That's the best they got.
And then look, if Kyle Hamilton's down for any sort of length of time, now I don't think he will be. It looked like just your average ankle injury, but it can linger, right? Hey, you can come back and say, "Oh, I'm okay," and then go out there and play, and it's sensitive and make it worse. But that guy, that's one of the guys that you don't want to miss because he's done so much at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you can't miss Joe LaCroix. I'm wondering, who are the top five the worst defenses that ever won a Super Bowl?
So this article is from last year. So the top five worst defenses to win a Super Bowl. This is in order by total defense. 2011 Giants were 25th. The 2006 Colts were 23rd. The 2009 Saints were 20th. The 2000 Giants were 17th. And then the Chiefs last year.
So it can be done. It only happened five times.
But is it this bad? Because like right now, the Ravens, for points given up, I think
they have the most. It's 240.
And they played one more game, but they're in the bottom five of the league. They're in that area of being the worst team in the league at giving up points.
Overall, since the merger, the average Super Bowl winner is ranked 5.7th on offense and 6th in defense.
AFC North report at 8:45, but on the other side, more fan reaction from you, 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback on the...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
8:31 in the AM. Your calls right now, 410-583-1057. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, hello. My bad luck. I was trying to post my picture with Taylor Rook I took last night. Y'all know who Taylor Rook is?
Yeah. She asked about me?
Yeah, she said, Trippy, what Santa Claus said? Home improvement.
He said Santa Claus home improvement.
Hey, look, man. I was about to say Joey. Hey, Joey Khan.
Jeremy, man. It's all right. Morning.
Look, hey, Joey. You know what I bet. Hey, Joey. Anyway, look, man. Hey, bro, you need to start letting me give you some plays, bro. What I tell y'all yesterday, bro, 3 touchdowns, Lamar, plus 300. Like, bro, it was easy money. But look, right, you know what I'm going to say, man.
It's a good pick, man.
Rashawn sent me a text saying Mike saying something about me. But you know what I told Mike yesterday? I said, Mike, the offense look good, but I don't think we can make it to New Orleans with this defense, man. They is trash. Look, Jamar Chase was just saying, though. So, look, you know what I told him, right? You know how Real Fan Dan do the R-A-V-E-N, man. Real Fan Dan ain't even finished the Ravens yet, and Jamar Chase was in the Arizona.
What do you got, an R-A?
But look, I'm going to just sit back and listen what the fans guys say. I really don't think it's all on Zach Orr. I'm going to sit back and let y'all listen. Rob, I know you're going to say, hey, Trippy. No, I think it's everybody, the coaches and the players, man. Something ain't right because we shouldn't be giving up plays like that. But I'm telling you, if we can get that defense together, oh, boy, we might be going to New Orleans. But right now, it's something like we're just going to Kansas City.
Hey. Rob, Trippy gave out more A's when he was trying to talk there just a second ago than Preston has all year.
Hey. You being portable. What's up, EB?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man.
I believe it's a little bit of more personnel because they had a 2nd and 7, and it was a quick out, and it bounced off the receiver's hand, but the Ravens' corner wasn't close enough to make the pick. And
well, if that's the case, then that's not personnel. That's scheme. Where was the Raven person? Where was the Ravens cornerback? Why was he so far away? That's not personnel. That's scheme.
Yeah, but if he missed the tackle,
that's personnel. If you're in the wrong place, that's scheme.
Well, he was close, but he just wasn't close enough.
That's still scheme. That's not a personal play. That's scheme. Why wasn't he closer? If you're telling me he missed the tackle, then we're talking personnel. If you're telling me he's not in the right place to make a play, that's not personnel. Travis in the village. What's up, Travis?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say the best thing that happened in the game last night was the Bengals scoring so fast. Because in the first quarter, you know, they took drives down the field. But in the third and fourth quarter, they were scoring within 13 seconds. And that made it good for the Ravens to come back. So I wasn't worried. But I want to talk about this as well. A NFC player going to the AFC, I feel as though it's harder for them to transfer over to the AFC because the competition, if you're on a bad team, is not good. So Jackson that plays on defense, he plays for the Bears. He thinking he's a pro bowler, but he's really a mediocre player.
Well, look, it doesn't have anything to do with switching leagues at all.
What is this, like baseball back 5 years ago?
Yeah.
We had a DH?
You can't sit here. It doesn't hold water when you're sitting here talking about going to the other league when there's no differences. Now, you can say, hey, you went to a division that's much tougher than the division you were in.
Right.
But when Eddie Jackson left the Bears, it wasn't like everybody's going, man, who's going to sign him because he's so good?
Yeah.
He was left out there, and that's who the Ravens picked up off the scrap heap.
Yeah. Catonsville, Reggie. What's up, Reggie?
Okay, dude.
Reggie?
Yes.
What's up?
Man, this coach.
Reggie, you answer the phone like I call you.
Yeah. Who this?
Man, this coaching staff is going to be the death of a lot of fans, man. I don't get it. Todd Monken, I don't get. First possession, Derrick Henry runs for 6 yards. Then they stuff him for one. We got 3rd and 3. They take Derrick out and put Hill in. And then they run the ball. Why you take Henry out if you're going to run the ball?
But see, because you don't want the defense to know, hey, Henry's in the game, short yardage, we're going to run the ball.
Look where Ricard goes, that's where it's going.
Right, normally when you put Hill in the game, you do what? You throw the ball. So hopefully you catch him off.
So what you're doing there, honestly, and again, I've been one that's been saying I want him to hand the ball off a couple times a game to Justice Hill, so you're not showing your hand every single time he's in the game. But if you give Lamar the opportunity to come up and look at the defense and say, hey, they're in this, okay, I can switch to the run and then give it to Justice, or he's a better pass catcher out of the backfield if he's going to run around.
Yeah, he said his first 10 or 15 plays are scripted. So
isn't everybody stick with the script? Right, every coach.
Is he scripted the first 10 or 15? Because I know
that's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. Reed's scripted.
Are his challenges scripted too?
Let's go to Kyle at Owings Mills. What's up, Kyle? They should be. What's up,
morning,
Kyle?
Guys.
What's up,
man? Hey, I had a question about a coaching contract. So we've been burned a few times now with coaches leaving midway through the contracts, most notably with Kubiak a while back and McDonald last year. I just don't understand why they're allowed to just up and leave.
Promotions. Promotions. If they get a promotion, that contract is null and void.
That's why you see some teams give guys the job as assistant head coach because there's no job above that except for
head coach. Yeah, it's not. That contract means nothing. How would you feel, Kyle, if you were the DB coach and a team offered you an opportunity to be a defensive coordinator, but the Ravens or any team you're working for say you can't leave because you got 2 years left on your contract? How would you feel with that?
Yeah, I understand that end of it, but like if a team fires a coach, we have to pay out their contract. I don't understand why we don't get any type of compensation from a team.
You don't have to pay the rest of the contract. That's it. You can't penalize a guy for getting a promotion.
Yeah, there are some teams, there's some organizations that when you look at sports, they put more money into development in a farm system in baseball, or they put more money into the coaching staff because there's no cap on it.
If another team wanted John Harbaugh to be their head coach, there's going to be some compensation in his contract. We saw that with John Gruden. We saw that with Bill Belichick. You know, you have a job as a head coach. You want that guy while his contract is still there. Well, give me some compensation, draft pick. But you can't penalize the other team for wanting to take a coach for promoting him. That's just what you're doing is you're hurting the coaches because teams aren't going to do that. Let's go to Charles in Baltimore. What's up, Charles?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Two points. The first, I've watched football a long time, and Lamar Jackson right now is the best football player I've ever seen. He's like a magician back there.
Wow.
And second, I picked the Bengals to win, but I knew when Jamar Chase was being so prideful with that long catch, mocking the Ravens, I knew the Ravens were going to come back and win that game. That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Karma or anger? I don't know what he meant. Karma for mocking him or Ravens angry for him doing it? Let's go to Baltimore and get Andre. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much.
I don't want to talk about Lamar, Zay, or none of them. They doing their job. But have y'all noticed Ronnie Stanley?
Yes.
That man is playing at a pro bowl level.
Is it a contract year?
He's playing very well, though. He's right.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing his tail off, especially after the situation where you're sitting there going, okay, Ronnie, you get 10 plays. Now you get 10 plays. And you, like, rotating linemen, I never understood that.
Do they say it like that?
I think so. I heard it once. That's where I picked it up.
That's where you picked it up. Mm-hmm. It sounds like that, huh?
It's learned, Ed.
Is it?
Learned.
Learned. Moreover.
We're going around the NFL at 9:15, but on the other side is the AFC North Report on the Fan.
One time for the city.
The Browns.
My city. Snitch up on the land till I die.
Jeremy Carr. Tell me all about those Cleveland Browns.
They suck. All right, so they're headed into their bye week, and you start to look at their schedule and what's coming up. Coming out of the bye week, they will get the New Orleans Saints, the upstart Saints. But then they have an interesting schedule the rest of the way. In week 12, they play the Steelers, then they play the Broncos, then they play the Steelers. Then they get the Chiefs. They get the Ravens one more time, and the Dolphins and the Bengals. So I don't know how many more wins they're going to accumulate this year, but they've got some wholesale changes that need to happen. They need to really look into the situation with Deshaun Watson, whether or not they can somehow, some way get out of that deal. If they have to take that year where it's like, our cap is just demolished and just let it go.
Somewhere in Cleveland Browns front office, they said, man, we had the girl step up and say,
yeah,
he did that, but it went away. What happened to that?
Come on, man. But that team's really bad. And by the way, I was looking up their numbers. I was looking at sack rates. The Cleveland Browns have given up more sacks than anyone in the league with 42.
Yeah. Ooh.
They're getting their, in the top four. Ooh. The top four teams in the league are giving up sacks. One of them's a good team. That's Houston. Mm-hmm. But you're getting that poor kid killed. The rest of them, they all suck. So there you go.
Well, there's another team in Ohio. That team was here last night. That's the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals.
Who they think is going to beat them Bengals? Who they?
Look at how we're playing, and then, you know, you look at Trey Hendrickson, how he's playing. Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow. But we've had our opportunities. Obviously, you know, it's tough when you feel like you're playing well enough to win and you're not, but it's always more to do.
Always more to do. They got a lot to do, Ed.
They do. Oddly enough, they have some of the brightest stars in the NFL. I mean, talking about Joe Burrow, he's just an incredible quarterback.
He's that dude.
He sliced them up last night.
He's that dude.
He's a dude, man. He's a tough dude. He's good. He's leading the league in passing yards. Obviously, they played one more game since he played last night than most teams. But they also have Jamar Chase leading the league in receiving. They got Trey Hendrickson leading the league in sacks. However, they're just not a very good team as a team. I mean, they got some incredible talent on that team, but they are now 4-6. You know, they're 1-4 at home too, which is odd. And they don't get to go nowhere. They got a lot of talent, but their just defense is terrible. They can score a lot of points. Sounds like a team I know. They do score a lot of points, and so far this year, I mean, playing the Ravens, they, you know, scored 34 and 38 against this team, who was a playoff team for sure.
For sure. Thanks a lot, Ed Norris.
For sure.
Now let's look at the first place team in the AFC North.
Yeah.
The Steelers.
Mike Preston once again. Mike Tomlin has those Steelers rolling.
Big time, man. And they got the Washington this Sunday, 1 o'clock. And Jaden Daniels playing extremely well for the Redskins, but he's been sacked 24 times this season. And Steelers can get after quarterbacks. I mean, T.J. Watt has 6.5 sacks. Steelers have 19 as a team. And they're playing well defensively, but to me, it still comes down to Russell Wilson. If
Mr. Wilson,
if he plays well and they can get the ball downfield, then they have a complete team. Because they have a strong running game with Najee Harris. They have a defense. They just got to get the ball downfield a little bit more. And if he can step up and get it going, they're for real. And if he can't, then they're a fake team. And it still goes back to what we've been saying all along. Still looks like the Ravens have to go into Kansas City, beat Kansas City for the AFC title game. I haven't seen anything to change my mind yet, regardless of how bad the Ravens defense is playing.
I think the Baltimore Ravens will be in first place by the end of Sunday.
I do too.
By the way,
I think the Commanders will take care of business.
I think the Steelers win.
I take the Steelers too.
I take the Commanders.
Steelers are coming off their bye week too.
Yep.
Joe, you want to split this tie?
How about we just beat them up, man?
I got Preston. What are you talking about?
You get Jeremy.
Actually, you get Preston.
I was going to say, you volunteer with Preston?
I fight naked.
I'm going the Commies.
There you go.
How about this real quick? Jamar Chase, last night, 11 catches, 264 yards, 3 TDs. None of them are career highs.
Let's go to Reggie in Catonsville. Reggie!
Yeah, guy, I got cut off last time. Look, I don't know if y'all discussed it, but Harbaugh's challenge in that first quarter didn't make sense to me. I know they alluded to it on the radio, on TV. But why would you challenge something with a one-yard gain at most out of it and lose a challenge and a timeout?
Yep.
Well, we've been asking him questions about Harbaugh's challenges for a long time. We still don't have answers.
It's challenging to figure out why he's doing this all the time.
I see what you did there. Let's go to Pasadena and get Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Guys, great show.
Thank you, sir.
It seems that the world has returned to normal. You've got the AFC North, the Steelers, and the Ravens getting ready to battle it out for first place. Everything seems back to the way it should be. But I do have a question for Mike. Does Mike think that we are a better Marcus Williams is terrible. It looks half the time he's not even trying. Can Tre'Davious White help us out at safety, or the rookie that we've got that's just coming back that was injured? Is there any hope on the horizons? Because we're going to get picked apart. And Lamar is just incredible. I don't know. We're scoring 35 points a game and barely winning a lot of the time. You know, I mean, we can't score 45 points in order to beat Kansas City. I was just wondering, is there any hope for...
Sorry about that.
There's always hope, but what I'm seeing is no matter who you put back there, they're not in position to make plays. That's the problem I have, is I don't care if they had Rod Woodson back there. Yeah. You got to be in position to make plays. They're that's not scheme. In position. Yeah, but they're not in position.
And that's what I was saying to the caller earlier today. He was saying, you know, they caught the ball, short game, but nobody's there to tackle them. Well, that's not personnel. That's scheme.
If it's not scheme, then somebody's got to be looking at the player saying, you're lined up wrong. You're doing everything wrong. Like, if it's not scheme.
Right. Yeah. But there's a reason they brought in someone to look over Zach Orr.
My dad used to say, something was it wish, hope, in one hand,
and crap it up
in the other one and see which one fills up first. That's how I've lived my life. Usually the other hand filling up first.
I heard that one a lot too, Corona.
I never understood that one. I've heard that a million times.
Jay in Catonsville. What's up, Jay?
Good morning. Good morning, man. Hey, are you sidebar, Rolo?
Yes,
when
sir.
You can't, my last name is Wilson. The worst thing you can do is say,
oh, Mr. Wilson.
Please don't do that, bro. Bro, look, I'm sitting here like waiting my turn to get on the radio, and when you said that, you totally threw me off. Please don't do that.
He just had a conversation to himself is what happened.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard Mr. Wilson. But anyway, so gentlemen.
I'd like to be called Mr. Ed.
I
got that my whole life.
I think that's worse. So look, man, I listened to you guys for years. This is my first time calling. I've been listening to you guys for years. You guys piss me off like you my brothers, and then I want to call and make up with you guys. But look, so this is what I was going through last night. What was pissing me off is every time they showed Orr, they showed him covering his mouth. I'm like, bro, what you covering up? You could let us read it. It don't matter. What you covering your mouth up for, bro? You not saying nothing that you need to hide. But no, but this is my question. I'll let you guys go. Come on, y'all. Let me get through this. It's my first time. So look, remember the days where we knew could no offense move the ball on our defense.
Yes.
But now it's vice versa to where we can't stop nobody, but we have the confidence that we can move the ball night in and night out. Which one do you think is worse, gentlemen? I love you guys, and I'm going to start calling you more.
Thank you very much. Guess what was the song, If I Could Only Have Those Days Back?
Yeah. Well, I hope he calls again.
That was funny.
Bro, what are you covering up for?
Let us see what you're saying to see if it's as stupid as we think.
I like the days when they were completely dominant, but I don't like the days. Why can't we have both? Because when we were dominant, we couldn't, you know, Ray Lewis would say, score two touchdowns and we win. But I don't want two touchdowns.
The key is you don't have to be dominant on defense. Be average. Be not the worst. And you have a shot.
Mike Press's report gone at 9:30, but on the other side, bite me. Sal from the post-game press conference from John Harbaugh.
Man. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile,
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.